The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's time now to talk to Brian Robinson Jr. He's presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. B-Rob, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, buddy? We're all anxious to hear kind of an update on your injury. How are you feeling? What are they saying?
I got my ankle rolled up on really bad.
Right.
I know most people thought it was my knee. It wasn't my knee.
Right.
I got my ankle wrapped and rolled up under. So I'm dealing with like an ankle sprain right now to some ligaments.
Ooh.
That was rolled up. But it's nothing severe, you know.
Is it all black and blue, Brian?
I really don't know how to answer that question.
Because he don't want to say, he don't want to give it away. My son had the same injury,
yeah.
And it's like if you roll your ankle in a certain way, you can be out like 6 weeks minimum.
Well, like it's a
minimum.
I mean, is it a high ankle sprain? Did anybody diagnose that?
It's not high actually. So that's
good.
That's encouraging.
You can
good,
have a minor fracture too.
But also no,
I know it firsthand.
He mentioned the ligaments.
No,
like, yeah, go ahead,
nothing
Brian.
Nothing going on with the bones or nothing.
No fracture.
So positive.
Didn't
so,
you get back in the game after it?
You did. Yeah.
Yeah, I did get back in the game. I don't know if it was, you know, adrenaline at the time.
Yeah.
That was obviously before some swelling had started kicking in, and it was just, you know, couldn't put no pressure out on it. I couldn't put pressure on it, you know, just go and, you know, be me. So, you know, I had to cut it. So, no, it's been good, you know, as far as progression, you know, actually surprised at how much it's progressed since. So, you know, we just, one day at a time with it, man.
Right.
Hey, so, Brian, when they x-ray you at the stadium, do you have to put on the heavy coat over your chest?
Of course.
No, it was a quick process. They just covered up some areas and
right.
It was real quick.
I just had to ask.
Yeah.
They barely use that anymore.
Yeah. The lead?
Hey, I don't want extra radiation. B-Rob,
it used to be a lot bigger.
Radiation, man.
Yeah. Dude, did they say, let me ask you one last probing question. You don't have to answer, okay? I get it. Did they say what grade it was?
No, they didn't give an exact grade, but I can kind of just gauge it myself. You know, I'll probably say grade 2-ish.
Right.
Shouldn't be, like, too crazy once some of the swelling go out. You know, once the swelling go out, and, you know, we'll just kind of hit the ground running from there.
Right. But, I mean, I'm guessing for this week it's probably unlikely.
I'm not sure. I really don't know.
Right.
You know, it feels a lot better. You know, since it happened, so I'm
good.
Not sure.
Good.
You know, I just,
good.
Hey, B-Rob.
The process. you know, and take my process, you know, one day at a time, and, you know, if it works, it works.
Rank the pain of the injuries to your body this season. Hamstring, knee, ankle. Which one hurt the worst?
I know the ankle looked really ugly, and mm-hmm. it obviously, like, I was able to come back in the game at the time. You know, it hurt it when it happened, and, you know, the after pains, the soreness and stuff is what slowed me down. It wasn't what actually happened, but I would probably say the knee.
All right, Brian, let's shift the conversation. We'll talk about this game specifically, but I kind of want to talk more globally. You guys have lost three in a row. All right. Some tough ones. You lose to Dallas. I know you don't care about lines, but you guys were a 10.5-point favorite. What is the mood of the team? What is the confidence of this team right now moving forward?
There's no, like, after games like this, obviously we, you know, we look at everybody in the eye, and we know how much of a better team we are and how bad we play to put ourselves in certain situations to, you know, be in tight games like that and lose games like that. So, you know, we know, you know, inside the building, inside the locker room, we know, you know, the potential of our team. You know, we know where we go wrong at and make mistakes, and where we could always just be on top of our game, and we don't always be on top of our game. So we just gotta, you know, all be pros and put it all together, and, you know, just lay it all out there and just make it happen, you know, like we were in the beginning when we was out to prove something. You know, we just gotta get back to, you know, the basic fundamentals of what we did to win, and we gotta get on the same page and do it together all the time and stop, you know, getting comfortable with, like, oh, where we at in the season and the record and stuff like that. Nah, we gotta go back to base one, day one, you know, fundamentals and playing style.
Talking to Brian Robinson Jr., running back for the Commanders. So let's get specific about the running game. The last 3 weeks against two really good defenses in Pittsburgh and Philly, but then Dallas, who was 31st in the league, stopping the run. The running game, outside of Jaden's runs, hasn't been there. What are you seeing? You're talking about fundamentals. What are you seeing that's not happening in terms of the running game?
I think we definitely have to be stronger, you know, in a running game up front, for sure. We have to be more disciplined, you know, just to our details and in the running game, you know, just with everybody involved. We got to get more in a run game rhythm. You know, it's so much, you know, that we leave and left out there in the running game. And, you know, I think it comes down to just the basic things. You know, we got to run the ball. You know, we got to run it effectively. We got to run it consistently. And we got to keep it relevant. You know, and I feel like we just, you know, haven't really just been keeping our run game relevant in these recent weeks.
B-Rob, take us through the highs and lows of the end of that Dallas game with the elation of, you know, Terry McLaurin hauling in the 86-yarder to score the touchdown, and then the obvious disappointment of Seibert missing the extra point. What were those last, like, 30 seconds of the game like for you and your teammates?
Can you say that again? I missed.
Yeah, just take us through the end of the game where Terry hauls in the improbable touchdown pass from Jaden, and then the obvious disappointment of missing the extra point to not tie the game and send it to overtime.
Yeah, that's just so, like, we ain't never out of the game, man. We got so much potential on our offense side of the ball and our whole team. We can score at any moment. We can make a play at any moment. It was very unfortunate that we couldn't, you know, get the tying field goal at the end, and, you know, that hurt us, you know. But that just goes to show, like, how much fight that we really have and the potential of our team to just go, you know, and stretch that out in the last 2-3 minutes in the game and, you know, give ourselves an actual shot and chance to win after just playing so bad, you know, for a whole 4 quarters, you know. So, you we can't wait until our back's up against the wall like that to try to turn it all the way on. We gotta do it from the beginning.
But how has the staff been? It seems like, to their credit, the staff's been pretty consistent all the way through, at least the public image of it. I'm sure they get into you guys, you know, when they're pissed off or whatever. But it seems like pretty consistent, stick to the process, that sort of thing. Have you noticed that? Have they been like kind of even keeled through the ups and the downs?
Yeah, it's I know it's been a little rocky, you know, just the last couple of weeks, but I feel like we're gonna get it back on page, and guys are, you know, aware of, you know, what we need to do to get back on page, and I feel like we, you know, it's serious to us. It's important to our building, and I expect to see a major turnaround, you know, on the back stretch of this, you know, this season, you know, and going into, you know, playoff time.
Let me just say this, and I'm kind of kidding, but I'm being serious, but, you know, take it for whatever it's worth. Okay. I know you guys only care about each other and what's going on in the building, right? But I just want you to know, I got your back 100%. I don't care what our record is. I will always pick us against the Titans. Always. Got no respect for the Titans. Now, I know you do. I got no respect for the Titans. I'm not trying to get bulletin board material for them. I'm just saying. I'm picking my boys against the Titans.
You're wearing a lot of Titans colors over there, my friend. That's weird.
It's just a coincidence. Yeah. But, Brian, a lot of people are giving up on you guys. A lot of guys in this room right over here, over there, they're giving up on you guys.
You know, it's crazy. That's fine, because, like, we didn't really need, like, we didn't need nobody to believe in us from the beginning. Like, nobody ever did.
Right.
So, you know, it's always been about, you know.
Go ahead.
Like, we know we've been playing bad. You know, bad ball, and, you know, we know how to play good ball, you know, so it's all about, you know, doing that.
Everybody's telling me how good the Titans defense is. I don't care. They're the freaking Titans.
They're pretty good.
I'm picking my boys this week, but I want you to know, I want you guys to have a chip on your shoulder.
I know for sure. Guys ain't sleeping well at night, you know, right now, so.
Right.
It's time.
I'm giving a motivational speech. You understand? I'm talking to the team.
Yeah.
I'm getting them fired up.
I'm not even really sleeping well at night, and that's more so because I don't feel like I've been able to just give my team all of me, you know. And I'm doing everything I can to get back to where I can give them everything. No questions asked. No ifs.
Right.
And or buts.
Hey, B-Rob, if you're not sleeping well at night, two Benadryl right before bed. Bang, you're good.
Hey, that might slow him down. You don't want to give him
you don't want to be groggy for the morning meeting.
Sleep for the night. It's not long lasting.
He knows how to sleep.
You guys are wimps. All right, it's time now for the Pizza Bullies question of the week. Pizza Bullies offering wings, subs, and more. Pizza Bullies delivers more taste. Download the Pizza Bullies app for easy ordering. Brian, you've dealt with knee, hamstring, now an ankle injury. It's been a trying season for you. How do you stay upbeat and positive through the injury issues this season?
Just knowing, you know, that, you know, I can overcome, and, you know, and I can still come back and, you know, be myself, and just not worried about, you know, losing a step, you know, just knowing that, you know, it's just a step in the stone. Like, it just happens. It happens. And, you know, it's not the worst thing that's happened to me. But, you know, the worst thing I could do, and, you know, when I'm going through things, you know, like this, is to be negative about it, you know, and it's like a cancer, you know. So, you know, I'm as positive as I can be, you know, about everything that I've been going through. And I know for sure when I overcome everything, it's just going to make me even more hungry. Like, I'm just be even more ready to just go out and just, you know, make up for everything that I missed out on, you know, and mm-hmm. That's just what I'm ready to do.
I really appreciate your sincere answers, Brian. I got to tell you that. By the way, how is Austin doing? Have you had any contact? Because, I mean, he really took a blow.
I talked to Austin yesterday. He doing well, you know, obviously, you know, just going through the protocol or whatnot. I just told him, you know, he was up still moving around and trying to stand up. So I was like, man, go sit down somewhere, man. Go
go chill out.
I'm like, bro, go get off your feet, bro. Go. So I ain't see him no more after I had that conversation with him in the training room. But, yeah, he positive. He good, man. Austin tough, man. He one of the toughest dudes I've ever met. You know, he going to shake back for sure. And I'm just, you know, excited to, you know, just see him, you know, overcome that. You know, it's tough to see.
What about the other Austin?
Austin.
Your kicker. Yes.
Is he okay?
He's been positive, too. I'm not going to allow anybody around me to, you know, have their head down. I know it's a bad experience, but, we teammates, we not, you know, giving them a side eye or nothing like that. We win together, we lose together. You know, we had that talk, you know, so, you know, we moving on, you know, so he's positive, just, you know, doing his part, just, you know, move on from it as well.
Hey, B-Rob, get that ankle better. Have a great Thanksgiving, and best of luck against the Titans. We'll talk to you again next week, my friend.
Yeah, thank you very much, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Yep. Appreciate y'all.
Yeah, of course. Thank you, man.
That's Brian Robinson Jr., presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information.
He's such a nice, thoughtful guy, and he's giving us nice, thoughtful answers, and we can't wait to work in our zings. You know what I mean?
I mean, I wasn't even giving... If he's having trouble sleeping, I understand it after three straight losses, but two Benadryl, and I would personally wash him down with an alcoholic beverage.
Yeah,
but
yeah, what are you doing there? You giving him motivational speeches on that?
BQ over here.
Yeah. I just wanted him to know.
You showed your rings.
He's BQ.
I just wanted to know that.
Send him a picture of your rings on Instagram.
I actually don't think a lot of the guys pay attention. Like, they don't care, right? And I get it. But a lot of guys are picking... Freaking Tennessee against us. 3 weeks ago, it's unheard of. It's unheard of.
I don't have any.
No one possibly would have picked Tennessee.
His ankle's the size of a beach
I know
ball.
He's not going to play. I know he's not going to I know he's not gonna play.
I was going to say size of a grapefruit.
Listen, he's not playing. I get that. I'm just saying. Just want it to be public that everyone give it up on us. I think we're going to beat the Titans.
They're probably favored,
I'm not saying
right?
We're going to beat the Eagles.
They have
not
a stretch.
I'm not saying that we're going to beat the Eagles.
They were favored against the Cowboys.
Yeah, I understand. Heard of, and it's fine.
I don't think everybody's picking.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket, and if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Titans.
I feel like it is. Everyone's abandoned us.
What's the
Everyone's
line?
Picking the Titans.
5.5 point favorites.
Yeah.
They're a 5.5 point favorite.
Commanders.
You're telling me everybody's picking the Titans?
They were 10.5 point favorites against the Cowboys.
Yeah, I just feel
so
like,
I don't really read that much into that.
Right. Give me the people that are picking the Titans.
Well, this guy right here.
Right, I have to.
I know Drab will pick the Titans. I don't even have to ask him. Valdez, I don't know. He's a zigger. I don't know.
I need an overcorrection after last week. I need an overcorrection. So I think I will be picking the Titans.
I just get the sense. Everyone's off the bandwagon. They even contemplate picking the Titans is insulting.
Hey, maybe Brian will pass your message along to McNichols.
Yeah.
It's kind of what I'm hoping. That's kind of what I'm hoping. Hey, said everyone's picking Tennessee.
I say you show up to the park with your big hat and you bring your rings and say, I want to motivate
your Titans
you.
Colors. And yeah. Will you go
in the locker room with your rings and say,
let me say something. You judging on me for showing the rings to the girls. We made it to the Ivy League tournament for the first time in school history. We had the best record in 4 years.
I'm guessing it's more it's more about the girls playing volleyball, your rings.
No, it was my speech.
You had a speech that accompanied it?
BQ's inspiration.
Yeah, will you tell B-Rob?
I had a little speech, yeah.
Will you tell B-Rob it takes a little extra to be extraordinary?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a motivator.
The
guy had Nick Saban for 4 years. Bickle thinks he's going to give him a motivational speech.
I'm a motivator.
That is funny. All
right, we could stand a Nick Saban speech right now, by the way.
We'll do EB's entertainment page next here on The Fan.